Okay, we'll meditate. Move your body, your torso up and back. Find a place of balance. Withdraw your stomach, abdomen a little bit. If your hands are on your thighs, draw them back just a little bit. Straighten your back. Relax your fingers. Relax your forehead, muscles of your forehead. Relax your mouth. And finally, the muscles of your eyelids. You can move your eyes up just slightly, and you can leave your eyelids slightly open. And then please come to your breath. Please start to count your breath. Out breath is the first half of the breath. In breath is the second half of the breath. Try to count to 10. If you think of something else in between, then start back at 1. Be brutally honest with yourself. Don't let your face get tight again now that you're concentrating. Then we'll go through the traditional preliminaries to a meditation. The first is to invite your teacher, your heart teacher. Maybe somebody you've already met, maybe not. Maybe an historical figure like Jesus or Muhammad. But ask them to sit in front of you. Then it's traditional to bow down to them, sun salute. Think of one quality about them which you would like to emulate, and in your mind honor that quality. Why are they your teacher? What is it about them that you want to learn? Then they offer, make an offering to your teacher. It could be a flower, piece of fruit. But the highest offering is the offering of your own practice, attempts to practice. And so offer your teacher something good you've done for others recently. Then clean your conscience. Open your thoughts to your teacher and admit to them something you've done in the last week or two that you're not very proud of. And in your mind, make some small commitment to them that you will try to be careful about that, let's say in the next 2 days. Then go back again to your past week or two. Find another thing that you did that was kind. And offer that to your teacher. Offer your teacher some goodness that you've seen someone else do in the last few days. Then again, try to picture the new you, the way you would like to be by tomorrow evening. And ask your teacher to help become that. Make it a clear picture of your face, the way you look, the way you move, the way you speak, something different you would like about yourself. And ask your teacher to help become that. And ask your teacher to stay with you, guide you. Seen or unseen, remembered or not, during the day. Then please come back to your breath. You can slowly come out. Take a stretch. If you like, you can stand up, stretch. Okay, let's go back again. Those are the traditional warm-ups, like getting ready for a race, warming up your legs. Now we'll start the actual meditation. This text is the source for those preparations. We'll get to it in a few years, probably. Come back to your breath, please. Back to counting your breath. We'll do a present moment meditation. Step back from your mind. Take a small piece of your mind and let it step back. Even feel it physically from the back of your head. There's a small watcher, observer, part of your mind. It's sitting behind your mind, the main mind. And it's watching the main mind have its thoughts. Don't try to control the thoughts. Don't evaluate them or judge them. Just see how's the weather in the mind today. What kind of thoughts are coming up? I think tomorrow we are going home. Maybe a lot of thoughts will come up about plans or things you have to do. And the trip home, the journey home, what things you have to prepare. But just watch the mind, see what it's concerned with today. Kind of like waiting in ambush for thoughts. See who runs by. Try not to engage in those thoughts. Try to keep some distance from them, especially emotions, worry or bad feelings about someone or wanting something, try to keep away that from the mind and don't get involved in those, just watch them. Now take a vote. Try to see if there are more thoughts about the future or more thoughts about the past. Or is the mind present? Which are the majority of the thoughts? Planning or reviewing the past or being here in this room? Now we're going to take action. We're not going to be a passive observer anymore. Imagine building a wall in front of your forehead made of blocks. They're not completely transparent. You can't see through them, but they let through light so we don't feel a dark or sad mind. There's light coming through. But the thoughts are not allowed to wander into the future. The thoughts are restricted to the past or the present. That means you have to watch the thoughts carefully and evaluate whether they are future or past. Block the ones about the future. No more thoughts about going home, or what your plans are when you get home, or even tomorrow. Force the mind to stay behind the line of this present moment. Now build a similar wall behind the back of the head. It should let in light, otherwise it's like being in an alley or something. No thoughts about the past, no thoughts about the future. Then very consciously and very clearly, sharply, sitting in this room with these friends on this morning, in these trees and sunlight and sky and this land, and surrender into being here. check in on the mind every few moments. If it's going well, don't interfere. Let yourself surrender and enjoy the present moment, and don't check in too often. If it's not going well, be a little more decisive in directing the mind back to this place, this time. And slowly come back to your breath. Don't be in a big rush to leave. Take a few luxurious breaths, concentrate on them. And then slowly come back, open your eyes. You can stretch. You can stand up and stretch if you like.